Welcome to the New Reality Show, where you can call in live for laser coaching and engage in Q&A with Drs. Art Emmerich and Christina Winzi. Discover how to master the power of your mind, body, and spiritual energies. Get empowered to create your new reality for more happiness, well-being, and success. Well, hello, everybody. Hello out there in radio TV land. Hi, Dr. Art.
Glad to be back with a face again. I don't have total control over it, but it's getting a little bit better than it was. Bell's palsy is not a fun thing.
No, but you look so much better. I'm so happy. Well,
thank you. I'm just glad to be back with everybody nationally, internationally. All of our friends out there, we've got a great show tonight. I can't wait to get started with it.
Yeah, for sure. Just to introduce everybody, if you're a new listener, I'm Dr. Christina Winzi. This is Dr. Art Emmerich. And we started this show because we wanted to help more people. We both do one-on-one coaching, hypnosis, NLP. There are a lot of techniques that we use to help people with stress, anxiety, addictions. But one-on-one only gets so far. So we started the radio show to find ways to help people with much more broader information, bringing on experts and other authors. And so that's what this show is all about, is finding ways to help more people to relieve stress and anxiety. And especially these days, people need that. So with that, I just want to thank our sponsors. We have people who, or subscribers, I should say. We have some faithful subscribers. We're so grateful to you for helping us to fund the show, because there is a cost to having the show, but we're happy to do it. We just appreciate our subscribers. And if you do get benefit out of the show and you want to subscribe, we would love to have you join the ranks, and you can start for as little as $2.99 a month. So Dr. Art, I want to get your tip of the week, because that's one of the highlights of the show, and then we will introduce our wonderful guest.
Okay, that sounds good. I'd like to talk to everybody about the most powerful force in the universe. Little four-letter word we're all familiar with, it's love. And we talked a lot about taking care of yourself and addictions last week. And a lot of people are a little bit confused. Well, how do I love myself? I don't know exactly how to do that. You know, the five love languages suggest that there's one of spending quality time. So how do you spend quality time with yourself to manifest the love that you feel for your being, your existence here on the planet at this point in time? So I developed a hypnotic script, and I'd like to just share the kernel of it with you. It's called the Queen for women, or the Emperor, or the King for men. And the idea is, if the Queen of England were to notify her staff and say, pick a little town that I've never been to before and tell them that I'm going to be there next week. And I'm not going to announce anything. I'm not going to solve any problems. I just want to visit. I want to be there. And so the staff does that. Now, can you imagine what's going on in that little town in that week before the Queen shows up? Probably as much fix up, clean up, tidy up, straighten up as you can possibly squeeze into a week. So I want you to apply that to yourself, particularly if you have a part of your body that is in distress right now. Could be a joint, a muscle, it could be an organ, could be a disease, could be anything. And I want you to announce to that part that tomorrow you're going to pay it a visit. And I want you, and please actually show up. If you say you're going to be there, then actually show up. You're not really doing anything, but just imagining that you just kind of shrink down to kind of like the little Fantastic Voyage, you know, where you go down inside of yourself and maybe an old spaceship or a little bubble. And you go to that part of your body and you just look around. And you can ask questions. You can comment, but you're not there to heal anything or to do anything. The present that you're giving yourself is your presence. And I want you to really realize that when you go to a part of your body, it is honored to have you there. You're the most important thing in the world to them. You know, if anything happens to you, it happens to them too. So enjoy the visit and appreciate the wonderful things that will happen as a result of it.
Very cool. And, you know, that's on top of recent shows we've done, helping people to go into a mindfulness or a meditative state. And Dr. Art, we definitely will have your handouts available for people. So if you would like a handout of Dr. Art's free tips that he gives every week, just write to contact nrshow@gmail.com. And we'll be happy to send you the hypnotic script that that Dr. Art just laid out. So I can't wait to introduce Adam Hall, because we are so excited, and I think our audience is going to just absolutely be excited too. He is the author of Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, and I want to read his full bio, and you can see his face right on the screen. Hello, Adam. Adam Hall is committed to helping individuals unlearn the beliefs, behaviors, and habits that shield them from discovering their divine genius, the key to acknowledging and activating their true divine selves. In his new book, Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, Adam shares the 13 universal wisdom teachings and the genius process that led to his transformation, discovered on the extraordinary journey that took him from the shores of Santa Barbara, California, to the jungles of Brazil and Peru. He is passionate about sharing this information with the world. An author, speaker, futurist, social architect, impact investor, advisor, and conservationist, 27 years as a CEO and serial entrepreneur, Adam began his professional career as a self-described earth conqueror, ultimately turning to the role of earth keeper. He was the founder of three successful real estate development companies before personal and professional devastation forced him to reevaluate everything in his life. Ultimately, he began to integrate a deeply spiritual and more authentic and natural approach, becoming a trained shaman, the teacher of the Course in Miracles. It was then he chose to focus on creating a company that protected the planet and particularly open space at risk of development. As the CEO of Renaissance Capital, Adam raised $1.5+ billion in capital investment to rescue and conserve premier natural landscapes. He spent 2 decades as an impact investor dedicated to the quadruple bottom line, people, planet, profits with purpose, and founded Earth Keeper Alliance. Adam has dedicated himself to fostering conscious evolution, business, and culture over the past 2 decades. Through his books, Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, and the first book in his autobiographical trilogy, The Earth Keeper, Undeveloping the Future, his 40 keynotes, and more than 60 radio and television show interviews he has done, Adam continues to seek ways to elevate consciousness. Today, he is the founder, CEO of the Genius Studio, creator of the Genius Process, which I'm hoping he will share with us. Adam, we are honored to be among the now 61 radio and television interviews.
Oh, I'm honored to be here with you, Dr. Christina, and Dr. Art. Thank you both so much. I've been walking around a little bit before the show and just taking a little breath of fresh air in here in California as the sun goes down. And these are really extraordinary times. I feel deeply blessed to be here with you and your audience to share. You know, there's a lot going on out there, and let's see where we want to go today. I'm wide open, and love to explore what we can do to support our planet and support our people and brothers and sisters, so to speak.
Awesome. Well, you know, I just want to say that if people want to get their questions for Adam, there's a call-in numbers. If you have a question, you can actually bug Adam right on the air. I bet he would love to talk to people. You can dial toll-free in the U.S. 1-888-627-6008 or dial direct from outside the U.S. to 1-323-744-4831. And I will repeat those after we've talked to Adam a little bit. So you'll probably formulate your questions as we ask you questions, Adam. So
could I start with
yeah,
one?
Go ahead, Dr. Art.
Okay. Sure. I was just very interested in you, I think self-described, and not my words, but yours as a millionaire jerk at one point in your life. And now you seem anything but that. And I just wonder what happened? What changed you?
Well, I was living really that life of dog eat dog. It was, you know, we seemingly operate in a win-lose world. The proposition that's put forth, if you're not a winner, you're going to be a loser. And otherwise, the world just going to swallow you up. And so I led that life as a very hard charging early entrepreneur, early adopter in both real estate capital markets and in other ways got involved in a lot of land development. And, you know, that particular approach to life was one that was very narcissistic, if I do say.
Right.
Very much a self-absorbed, often, you know, just being in a place of anger, really not, you know, other moments of happiness.
I
built a beautiful home and had the accoutrements. But at the end of the day, it was, it was tequila. And I had the Tums to wake up and get the day going. And so ultimately that was the jerk, you know, that was the millionaire jerk, so to speak. And I needed to own myself. I needed to be radically honest, and I needed to have a breakdown, so to speak, or a breakthrough or midlife awakening or black night of the soul, whatever you want to call it. These are gifts, and I received it, although at the time I didn't know what to do or where to go, but it was time to change my ways. Otherwise, I would be just in a state of death and disease, really, to be quite frank.
Well,
that was a bit
there are a lot of billionaire jerks out there still, and they didn't get the same transformation you did. I just wondered if you had an idea, you know, what something really must have smacked you hard that spoke to your inner self so loudly that you couldn't deny it anymore. Do you know what that was?
Well, I do. I remember a particular moment and you know, the paradox here was I was at the pinnacle of my career, my success. I just had the best year of my life. And I couldn't even celebrate it, to be quite frank with you. And I was essentially somehow drowning in my own sense of being and my pathologies. I was driven by, you know, numbing pain that I had no idea what it was. But I lived by this law, and it was shared with me early on in my career by a big mucky muck in the real estate industry who spoke at an event. And he said, gentlemen, and there was about 1,000 men there. There wasn't any women. And he said, gentlemen, whatever you do, you better live by the law of the jungle here, because, you know, when that sun comes up, whether you're the lion or the gazelle, you better run like hell. Mm-hmm. And I sure as heck wasn't going to be eaten. And
yeah.
I went to work before sunset. I would drive in from my home out in Malibu down the coastline there, beautiful drive, and the sun would be coming up. And I found myself one day in the midst of the biggest transaction I'd ever done. I was doing a deal with the Wall Street Boys, and it was a big $100 million deal, you know, and it was a big thing for me. It was a big thing in my life. And at the last second, they said, well, we're going to change all of it. We're going to change the rate. We're going to change the deal. And I screamed so loud in the phone and slammed it down. And in that moment, a dog ran in front of my car. And I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
And I was, you know, if you've ever had that feeling of stress and that cortisol just blowing through my presence, that I didn't know if I could, I would be able to get another breath. So I stopped and I began to break down, to begin the breakthrough, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Breakthrough, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually thought you were going to say it was the whole Lehman Brothers crash because of the real estate and everything that entailed. But what you're describing is bad enough and typical. what I'd like to know is you went from from California, Santa Barbara, to the jungles of Brazil and Peru. I'd like to know more about that and your journey into shamanism that led to these books that you wrote, particularly Divine Genius. One of the things that's important to our listeners is solutions.
Yeah.
And so, you know, hearing everybody who has something to contribute has been through the dregs. If you don't learn through pain, or if you don't learn, just like, you know, you're going and you're going and you're going. And like Dr. Art said, there are billionaires who never learn. They eventually have heart attacks and die. But you decided that you'd had enough. And I think everyone needs to understand that just because they're going through a tough time does not mean that that defines them. So I'd love for our audience to hear how you went from what you thought defined you into this journey to come out the other end, and then what divine genius is all about that can help them.
Well, absolutely. And I'm happy to do it because, I mean, what would be more important? I think it's a very important thing to explore this right now, because these are challenging and difficult and extraordinary times. And, you know, in my opinion, this is the moment to take extraordinary action and really reclaim our own individual power. And during that period of time when I had just begun that breakdown, that dark night of the soul, I became the proverbial seeker. And it began, you know, with voracious reading and studying Eastern and Western philosophies and teachings and traditions and all kinds of things. What's going on for me? And I'll never forget that I went to a party, a Christmas party, and there was a palm reader, and I shared a bit of this in my first book, The Earth Keeper, Undeveloping the Future. And I said, I don't believe in that stuff, whatever. But I went, my wife pushed me over there and said, go listen. And she said, one word, separation. And I became very obsessed with this word separation. Am I going to separate? Am I something missing in my life? And so I began that journey of seeking. And that's what took me from the shores of California, Southern California, all over the world, really. I was fortunate. And I began that journey because I knew I needed to get out of my environment. I needed to get away where I can, you know, move myself into new experiences where maybe I'm at 10 or 12,000 feet and I'm just thinking about breathing. And I'm just sitting there thinking about my breath. Or I'm in the jungles and it's the temperature is thick as thieves and the animals are dangerous. You know, there's all kinds of wild. So I chose to take a journey that was going to allow me to explore primarily different modalities. You know, I went in to look at Buddhist traditions, and, you know, I wasn't big into the Bible, and I grew up in the Protestant church, and, you know, I work with a lot of people that come from Christianity and other things in it, and it really hasn't served them. And I'm not saying they're bad or right, but, you know, I wanted to find a way that resonated for me. And one of the things I started to lean into was I was very fascinated with Native American traditions, first Native indigenous traditions of our American Indians, and then eventually those people of the Incan people and the Mayan people and these other traditions that populated and still do, you know, Mexico and Central and South America. And I became very curious about it. So that's what called me initially to head down and explore the places like Machu Picchu, the places like the heart of the jungle in the Amazon, the mountains, the holy mountains. And it led me to a place of recognition that really ultimately is there's so much more to life than just Adam Hall and being really stuck here and this guy and thinking only of what's in it here. Mm-hmm. And I realize it's a place of service and to show up more fully in my life. And when I made that choice, the world really disappeared in many ways. And I became a voracious student of A Course in Miracles, which forms a big part of my teaching and my work along with shamanism and other traditions. But I began to have a new life experience and really up-level my life. And something remarkable happened. And that was my dominant left brain, the overpowering masculine force within me, the old warrior, the conqueror, begin to ease and breathe. And I begin to heal some traumas from my past. And I begin to let go of the places within me that felt so unloved. And I awoken really to something remarkable, at least in my sense, and that is my creative right brain. And I begin to write. And I begin to receive these presents and these messages that really really come from the heart and come from my soul. So that was the beginning of my writing journey. And there's a lot more writing that's done and coming. And I enjoy writing. Writing isn't a business for me. It's a place to share. And it's to invite others. And the divine genius was extraordinary because it came in this. It's the second part of my trilogy, Dr. Christine and Dr. Art. And it offers these deep universal wisdom teachings because it's an invitation. And I think this is relevant right now. If I do say it's an invitation to each of us to embrace our authentic power, our authentic truth. We don't need the guru. We don't need the teacher. We are the teacher. We are the guru. And this is the place of self-empowerment where we don't need to look outside of ourselves to any external anything, pill, whatever it is. But whatever that is, we have that power. And this book, The Divine Genius, offers a way forward, a process in wisdom teachings that empower the individual to really live their most optimal life. So that's a bit of the journey to a little bit long there, but got us to where that creative brain started kicking in and it feels much better.
Awesome.
You've probably run into this before, Adam, that I think it comes from an African tribe that says love is not a noun, it's a verb. And if you love something, move your feet. That means the action, and you express that so well that you realize that if I love this life, I better start taking some action. I can sit here and meditate on these concepts for the rest of my life, and nothing much is going to happen until I really do something. And I think Dr. Chris and I are really concerned that we present. So what can I do? Okay, I got the idea. Now, what can I do to have my own sort of awakening, as you did, you know, something that would cause that to happen for people? Were there techniques that you used at some point along the way? I guess after you'd really read a lot and started to write, probably something came to you that that you could, I can tell people not just some information, but some things that they can actually do to change their life.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's without the experience and the action, it's just information. And we're living in an information world, and a lot of it's whatever it is, you know. And but the fact of the matter is we're all wisdom keepers. We have life experiences. And the question is, are you showing up to live that experience? And, you know, what is creating an experiential journey that actually moves you through the problem and in through a solution? So two things come to mind immediately that's a little blunt, but, you know, I know it from my to get real with yourself, you know, and, you know, one of the key things I teach is, you know, we must see things for how they are, not for how you want them to be. And this is often the case that we want to live in our emotional security. And I know I did as a wounded child, that I wanted to live in my emotional safety zone. That's fine. But here you go. Here's the idea. If you're feeling stuck, move into a new environment. Go take a drive, get up in the mountains, get into the woods, go meet somebody new, look at new things, new teachings, new modalities. Just move and change your flow according to how you want to change your flow. But that static and that stuckness happens because what I found is that habitual, really ego separate mind keeps us locked in that place. So to move through that, I begin a process, first of all, is, you know, taking out our piece of paper and writing down what you feel works for you, and to be radically honest of who and what is not working for you in your life right now. And everything that's not working or not true for you or doesn't rest in the heart, to move past it by letting it go, by not locking yourself in a place that keeps you trapped in that story. And that's why I talk about in the first wisdom teaching of the book is forgiveness, true forgiveness, that we often get hooked into our pain and our trauma. And this is not to be de minimis to anybody, because many of us have had terrible traumas. And it's not to say, oh, it never happened or put it away, but it's to say, I'm going to take my power back, and I'm not going to allow a person or a situation to control my thoughts and every move in the rest of my life. And when we think about forgiveness, for example, this first teaching, we often forgive in a way that, well, something happened to us. Boom, we're stuck. We're the victim. Right there. We judge it. That son of a, you know, judgment. They're guilty. I'm innocent. Same old mindset. Oh, I'm going to forgive it. I'm just going to let it go. Well, the fact of the matter is you didn't. You didn't, because you're still holding on to the victim perpetrator. I know I was living this kind of life. And it was happening primarily in my relationship. And that's a key source of where we can get stuck in abusive type of situations. So the idea of true forgiveness is really to say, I'm going to forgive myself for what I forgot to do, not for what happened, but for what I forgot to do. And what I forgot to do is I forgot to remember that I'm connected. I am one, even with this other person. I see and know the place that they too are a human being, that there is a terrible error that was made here. And then I want to forgive and love myself more deeply. And I no longer am going to support ideas or thoughts that hook me into the future's past. So that's one key thing, is move, get some things written down, identify on that list the two or three things that are hooking you into a past experience that's in controlling your thoughts. You know, it's remarkable. We have 60, 70, 80,000 thoughts a day. And most of them are just repetitious thoughts that are just conditioned from our past that keep us into an old thought system and an old pattern that makes us suffer and be in pain. So write those thoughts down, forgive yourself, forgive them, but practice true forgiveness. So you move beyond it. You can't move around it. You move right through it head on. So that's just one key idea. And if there's any takeaway from, I think, tonight or even the book, you know, forgiveness is this true forgiveness. It sets you free. So that's thought.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. That's really wonderful. Yeah.
I just want to say that it you know, you cannot fill a 10-pound bag with 20 pounds of stuff. And if you haven't let go of the stuff in the bag, you know, it's like you have to make room for the new to come in. So forgiveness, this is, you know, so foundational to letting go of things so that you can embrace the new, the good. And that's just phenomenal. I just want to give the numbers so that if someone wants to call in again, that they're to ask a question of Adam, then you dial direct in the United States, 1-888-627-6008, and that's toll free. And in outside the U.S., it's direct 1-323-744-4831. I'm Dr. Christina Winsey and Dr. Art Emmerich. We're talking to author and speaker Adam Hall about his book, Divine Genius, and his teachings on the New Reality Show. So if you've just joined us, you're in for more of a treat. We have more to say with Adam. And Adam, I love this quote from Dr. Bruce Lipton. He praises your book. He says, "You're a pioneer in new science who shares divine genius as a conscious template to apply quantum physics in real life. Adam helps the reader rise above disempowering programs to manifest our intentions and thrive into the future. I highly recommend it as a guide to free ourselves by freeing our minds." What does I have... the consciousness template to apply quantum physics in real life. Maybe you can translate that for others, exactly what Bruce means by that.
Well, I'm blessed to be friends and with Bruce.
Phenomenal human being.
He's a beautiful human being. And as a matter of fact, I have a wonderful panel that I'm hosting him on Global Oneness Week on starting October 16th. We can check in on that later before we go tonight. But the generosity of his kind words and his testimonials is can best be described is that we often need a map, a way forward. A template, something that can help us get started into moving beyond our existing design of our ego separate mind. And so what I put forth and what Dr. Lipton has brought to your attention, all of our attention with those kind words, is that in a journey, an evolutionary journey, and I often would talk to my late beloved dear friend Barbara Marx Hubbard about these things, is that we are consciously evolving, and the template is a conscious presencing of our growth. In other words, is life happening to you? Is life happening to you, or is life happening through you? And in between, there's some various different stages. And the idea of our connection of empowering ourselves and connecting with the quantum field where we are interconnected with all the things is a journey. And that journey is one of co-creation. So in the Divine Genius, the unlearning curve, I provide a pathway, a process, I should say, 5 steps that allow people to really move directly through those things that block us from really experiencing the totality of who we are in our oneness. This isn't woo-woo stuff. This is really bearing out with quantum science. It's doing bearing itself out with our new studies around how the brain is wired and fires, where it's working its way out through heart math and how we become into heart coherence. So these are ways to move through a process of conscious evolution where we are the co-creators. We take back the power and we are the co-creators. That's taking us to that next part of ourselves, which is the authentic part, this connected part. So that's the template that is designed through a process to get us into the divine genius who we already are. We don't have to acquire it. It already exists. Every single one of us is a genius in our own right. It's just a matter of remembering that and peeling back all that keeps us from seeing that and experiencing that fully. Yes.
Now you connected the word divine with genius there. What was the inspiration for using the word divine?
Well, you could also use the words Christ mind, Buddha mind, whole mind. The idea is the connection point with our own personal God, whatever that is with you, for you, our connection with unconditional love, the mm-hmm. oneness of love. That is a connection that I am experiencing in my life now. Blessed be, as being in relationship with the divine, the sacred, being in relationship with the divine feminine and the divine masculine. In particular, for me, a connection with the divine feminine and divine mother. So the idea is really experiencing the divinity of who we are, the sacredness of who we are, the oneness of who we are, with our own sense of being, which is our genius. It's a place of extraordinary emotional, psychological, intellectual, vibrational intelligence. And this is the invitation, I believe, that we all come to, are the invitation for all of us when we incarnate into the body.
Into the body.
We're invited into a place to explore and to experience our divinity, should you choose. It's a choice.
Mm. Lovely.
That's great.
I studied the Course in Miracles also. You mentioned the Course in Miracles. I studied it years and years ago. My gosh. Just probably it was in my 20s. Mm. And I remember going to the classes and I kept those books for a very long time. I have to pull them out again because, yeah, they're very powerful. You mentioned that you have an event coming up. I know we can talk about that at the end, but I think people would like to know, because you said it's a summit that you're going to be having.
Yes, and I'll make sure I get you the information on that for all your listeners. But beginning October 16th for the week until October 24th, I'm a key host hosting a summit called the Global Oneness Summit with Humanities Team that was founded by Neil Donald Walsh and Steve Farrell.
Yes.
And these are extraordinary beings doing great work, and we are inviting everyone. There's no cost or anything. We have over 30 panels, over 100 amazing speakers, everybody from Bruce and Alberto to Paul Hodkin on the environment, to Lynn McTaggart, to Nassim Harriman. You know, we have just a whole group of great people that are care deeply about the planet. And you can definitely sign up for that and explore that as you wish, when you wish. So it's a whole week long program. And I hope you check out our panel with Dr. Lipton and as well as others, and also the one with Paul Locken on where we are with the climate crisis. He has a fabulous book out right now. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. So
awesome.
Yeah, so that's coming up next week, and well, the week of the 16th. Time is flying. My God.
Yeah, time is unbelievably flying. Absolutely, yeah. What a lineup! And I am familiar with Humanities Team, and they do amazing work. And this is very exciting. And, you know, summits are such an amazing opportunity for people to really expand their knowledge, their thinking, and be with thought leaders who are sharing the best of the best to help our planet, help humanity, help individuals to just heal themselves. So very exciting.
Yes, very exciting. Look forward to seeing you there and all of you to come and participate. This is the moment, if you ask me, and this is a great time to come together and to really explore our potential and to really be part of the solutions as we navigate through, you know, very much uncertain times. And you know, the world obviously is going to go through its own gyrations and do what it does. Mm-hmm. But there's one thing, if you think about it, that we have the ability to navigate and hold and trust, and that's ourself.
Yes.
So long as we love ourselves enough to trust ourselves.
You used a paradoxical question. I was real curious about can you get out of this life alive? I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about what that means.
Oh, I thank you, Dr. Art, for bringing that up, because that is the context. That's where I begin the Divine Genius with that question. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll just clear it right off. It's not about, you know, we're going to physically die, and the sun will die. And that's not really the focus of, can I physically get out of this lifetime alive? And it poses the question, can I free myself? Can I die consciously now? Can I let go? Can I surrender all that I understand myself to be, and to free myself from an identity and an inauthentic self that no longer serves me? And that was the question that I needed to ask as the earth conqueror, the millionaire jerk. I was ready to go all the way. It's a question that says, I'm ready to go all the way and liberate myself beyond this idea that I am a body. And ultimately, what I discovered is I'm not a body. And if you think about it, if you shed the identity as simply being a body, then you shed the idea that you shall die. And what that really means, and we heard so much about it from the immortal ones, is our immortality. It offers us an opportunity to step into our eternity, that ends of the timeless space. It offers us an opportunity to free ourselves from things where we feel attached, our material belongings, all the things. And that doesn't mean we don't have them. That doesn't mean we reject any of that. It just means that doesn't control our lives, that our lives are not guided by those externals. So to get out of this lifetime alive, you can do that. You can do it right now. That's why I share this work, because I believe that the planet and what's going on is offering us an opportunity, all of us, to free ourselves of these old patterns and these old ways, to get out of this lifetime alive, and to not wait to that last breath, that last moment, and go, my gosh, did I really miss the most important thing in my life? And that's the idea of the Divine Genius and the quest that I went on for the
answer. That's wonderful. I don't know if it was Greg Braden or not, but it might have been, or somebody like him, a futurist. That number of death threats that he had received for taking such controversial positions. And they said, you don't seem to be really nervous about that or concerned about it all. And he said, oh, no, I'm not. He said, if somebody kills this body, they just delayed me about 20 years. I'll be back. I'll pick up the work and keep on going. They just put a little blip in the road here, but they're not going to stop me. I'm going. I'm the force.
There you go.
Sounds like you have that same sort of conceptual model, that we are way beyond what we look like we are here on this planet.
100%. And you know, and of course, these, you know, it's a little tricky when we're in those abstract ideas and those non-specific ideas. And ultimately, you know, whatever kind of worldview or life view you want to subscribe to, the one of getting out of this lifetime alive, of freeing ourselves now, to knowing that, you know, this is one lifetime of my soul moving through that it's a big relief. It's very peaceful. It offers that, and that's a better story, if you ask me. So
I'm with you on that. I want to be sensitive to the fact that there are a lot of people out there that are just struggling to get by at this point. And in some ways, those of us on that spiritual path who have enough food, have a roof over our heads, have income coming in, we have the luxury of self-exploration. And I know that your mission is so powerful about, you know, what the planet is facing and what humanity is facing. What would you say to people in terms of how they can navigate this time using spiritual principles? Maybe talk about the Genius Studio that you are now running. What happens there? How can people be helped by the concepts that we've been talking about from a very practical level of everything they've been going through since 2020?
Well, that's so much so true, Dr. Christina, and I want to begin my answer by saying I deeply feel the challenges and pain that are many, many, many of our fellow humans are going through right now. And I don't feel that I'm anybody here to tell them what to do or how to do it. I feel a deep compassion for them in their journey. And I would like to offer them a sense that there is a path forward, and that path is uniquely theirs. And that path is something that they can choose to move through that pain by really making one powerful decision. And that decision, and let me create a little context to that decision. Every human being shares three things in common. We share the mind, that's a separate mind, that's the ego mind, that identifies and sees bodies exclusively, that's separate from nature, that's even separate from our own soul and our own being. Every one of us has that. We wouldn't be here if we weren't. We also have what I say and share in the book, the genius mind, that divine genius within ourselves. Some would call it the holy mind or the Christ mind or the Buddha mind or the God mind. We have that mind that holds the totality of who we are in our deepest authenticity and the divine nature of our being, of our ground. That's the second thing we share. The last thing that we share is the ability to choose between the two. Nobody can take away that power to choose. So I would offer to those of you that are going through extraordinary challenges to make a new choice, to choose for the indelible part of yourself, to choose for you to take your own power back, to not allow yourself to be subjugated to another person or being or anything that is holding you back. And in that choice, that begins a movement, and that movement can begin with one step, and that step may be into taking a quiet moment for yourself. That step may be seeing a child on the ground that's homeless or something and offering them some compassion and help. So the steps that we take to move beyond our own challenges can often be very simple. Not ones that require money, or you got to go some fancy place, or you got to get some car. You know, it could be one choice of exchanging your love and your light for food one day for your family. It could be these kind of things. So not to go on with it, but it to me, the choice. It's a choice point to make wherever we are. This pandemic has touched everybody's life. We all get to choose how we want to experience that. It's a choice. Do we want to choose fear or do we want to choose love? That's our choice. And that's what I would offer tonight as a simple, powerful, and life-changing step, because the help from the universe will come when you make that choice for your authentic, true self, the genius that is within you.
I thank you for that. And I think, you know, so often people get stuck in what they see outside of themselves as possible and impossible and make a decision based on what they think isn't possible. And then they follow the only path that's being shown to them instead of taking that moment that you're talking about to figure out, do I want to be a victim or do I want to be the sovereign controller of my life and make a better choice so that I can move forward in better ways, no matter what the situation is. And I have no doubt there are some really, really challenging ones that people are facing that, you know, and this is the whole point of humanity coming together and helping each other. This is what we need nowadays, is everyone finding ways to work together to make change and improvements in the way that everyone lives all across the planet. So I'm very excited about the summit. Is there a website for the summit? And how would they get your book? Do you just want them to go to Amazon?
Well, I would encourage everybody actually to go to two things. One, you can just certainly Google Global Oneness Week, and you can go there and register. We can also get you that information as well. You can post that and share that. I would also invite everybody to actually come to my website, and I wanted to share something with every one of you. It's a gift. There's no cost to this. It's an ebook called The Little Book of Genius for Abundance. So if you're feeling lack or you're feeling scarcity, this is a really neat little book. It comes right onto your screen. And it has affirmations and insights, and it shares these 13 wisdom teachings to help bring abundance and help you manifest your heart's truest intent. And that's what I would encourage everybody to do. Come over to the website. It's www.adamhall.solutions, adamhall.solutions. And you can check out what I'm doing there. And there's a life assessment there. You can kind of decide where you're at, what can serve you and help you get unstuck, or that book. And if you are interested in the book, yeah, most certainly go to Amazon. And it's available in audio and hardback and Kindle and paperback. It's all there. And love to have your support. I deeply appreciate it. And also, I'd love to have you receive the gift that I received that really I sense could help save many, many years in struggle or decades in struggle of work. It's our moment, and it's a great place to choose into. Yeah. And it offers that.
I have come up with a choice that I like to find out about my clients. I say, you know, just for me to know where you're coming from, I like to know about what you think your relationship is with the universe. And I give you three choices. And a lot of times I find out that the choice that they tell me is the one that's causing the problem. It says, you can say the universe is out to get me, and I got to fight and compete and struggle, and you know, and nobody's going to help me. I'm on my own, and I'm going to win this battle, and everybody else is going to have to lose. So that's one. The second one is the universe doesn't even know that I'm here. It's immaterial. I'm an accident. If I died right now, nothing would change. It would all go on just like it's been going on, and it just sort of I'm lost in this big sea of energy. The third one is that the universe is here to respond to my needs and help me add a wonderful chapter to this book of my existence. And so what I didn't get before was I could say to them, this is a significant choice that you can make. And regardless of what one you've made before, you know, this is your chance to review that and decide whether is that working for you or not, you know, and if not, here's an opportunity to change it.
Awesome, Dr. Art. I hate to cut this short, but we're running out of time. So it goes so fast. So, Adam, the Global Oneness Week, they can Google Global Oneness Week, correct?
That's correct. You can find it. It's there. It's free. And please join us for sure. And also, I'd be happy to share my free ebook with everybody on abundance and celebrate the. I mean, I think that I don't know if you'd agree with me, but it's time to end lack and scarcity once and for all.
It certainly is. And that's www.adamhall.com, .solutions. We're newreality.solutions. So I love that you're .solutions.
Right?
I just want to let our audience know, thank you so much for joining us. If you've gotten benefit from this show, we are thrilled, and we invite you to be a subscriber. You can go to our page and learn how to do that for as little as $2.99 a month. We want to continue to bring you exciting authors and speakers with life-changing ideas and teachings. Next show will be Wendy Darling. She's the author of Creating Your Miraculous Life, It's Never Too Late. So since Dr. Art is 82 and I'm 64, we like hearing that it's never too late.
And, very encouraging.
Very encouraging. So Adam, thank you so much for being with us. And it was just a total pleasure and joy. And we could talk to you for hours.
Oh, thank you both. Thank you, Dr. Christina. Thank you, Dr. Art. Bless you. Bless all of you. Be well, and we look forward to visiting further. I trust if it happens, I would love to be with you more and
that
talk
would be great.
A lot more about some important things that are happening for the planet.
That would be. We're glad to be on the planet with you. This is wonderful.
Yes. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider being a supporter. You can find that on our show page. Tune in every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/New Reality Show for announcements of upcoming topics and exciting guest interviews. Bye for now.